Your Financial Choices may discuss various financial-related topics and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA. We inform you that any federal tax, state tax, financial advice, or information contained in this communication is not intended to be personalized or specific in nature or to be relied upon for your personal situation in any circumstance. The advice and information are not intended and cannot be used as a tax opinion letter nor used for the purpose of avoiding tax-related penalties. For personalized advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert, CPA, CFP, AEP. Your Financial Choices is also found on the web at yourfinancialchoices.com, and you can listen online each and every week or anytime at wdiy.org. Today is Wednesday, June 6, 2018. The markets were up today, the Dow closing at 25,146, the NASDAQ at 7698, and the S&P at 2772. Our topic tonight is Lehigh Valley Score. It's about mentoring, workshops, and resources for small businesses. We are live tonight. We will take your questions. Lori C. is in the studio with us this evening. We'll answer your calls, take your information, and we ask you to mute your radio so you can hear us without the delay and we can talk without confusion. We do discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments. And while I typically have a topic each week, you can still ask questions off topic, and I will do my best to answer them. The number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. Email is also available at yourfinancialchoices.com. And tonight's segment is going to be especially important for folks who are thinking about starting a business, maybe have a business, maybe need some changes. How are you planning for your business? And this could be whether it's you, a family member, your child, your parent, someone who's unhappy in their job, who had never thought about maybe, gosh, I could go off and do something else on my own. This would be a great show to listen to tonight. I have a guest with me this evening. His name is Garish Sood. He's chapter chairman and certified business mentor for Lehigh Valley Score. Garish is a project management professional with over 42 years of experience in engineering and construction of plants in the cement and mineral processing industries. He was VP of projects for a multinational company with profit and loss responsibility for the engineering, procurement, and construction of projects on a worldwide basis. Expertise in project management, strategic planning, risk management, negotiating technical and commercial contracts, logistics. He conducted project reviews, audits, operations management, change management, team building. This guy's got experience, and it's really good to have people like this who are available through this organization. He also has a BS in chemical engineering and an MBA. Again, he's currently serving as chapter chair of Lehigh Valley Score. Garish, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you for having me.
And I appreciate you coming. Can you, before we start talking about Lehigh Valley Score and what it is, because I think it's really important that people know that that's a resource available in our community, with all of that experience that you just, that I just mentioned, and I think that was condensed, tell me a little bit about yourself and what drew you to working with Lehigh Valley Score before we talk about exactly what it is.
Okay. I retired about 2.5 years ago, and fortunately, I feel good, I'm in good shape, and I wanted to do something with all the knowledge and all the experience that I've gathered over the years, meeting folks all over the world. And when I looked around me, this came up as an opportunity. I was looking at where could 65-plus people go to work and have fun doing it and engage with new technology, new industry, and stay current with what's happening around us and with the economic conditions. So it was natural for me to stay involved with the community and find a way to give back to them.
That is great. And I imagine you found a lot of other folks who were in like positions as well that are also wanting to give back. And with that, let's talk about what Lehigh Valley SCORE is, kind of going back to the history a little bit, maybe the mission, and what is Lehigh Valley SCORE? Okay. Why would that be something someone might need to know about?
So Lehigh Valley SCORE, or the SCORE organization itself, was started in 1964 as a way to provide business education and mentoring for small businesses. The original acronym SCORE stood for Service Corps of Retired Executives.
Oh.
But we found that many of our volunteers, and we are a full volunteer-based organization, nonprofit, many of the volunteers were still working. So we dropped the explanation of the acronym, and now we're just known as Lehigh Valley SCORE. We're one of 300-plus chapters in the country, and we have over 10,000 volunteers who provide their time, talent, expertise freely and as comfortably as they can to promote small businesses in their communities. And this is, you know, we're also a resource partner of the Small Business Administration.
Okay.
And our main mission is to foster growth of small businesses, a vibrant growth of small businesses in our community.
Okay. And you, and I want to talk about what that profile would be, and we'll go through that as we go through the show. But you also had mentioned that there's volunteers and that it was 100% volunteer organization. I also caught that you said it used to say retired executives, but you got away from
right.
that because
yeah.
it's not as much. It doesn't have to be retired.
Doesn't
executive.
Have to be retired.
Right.
Yes.
So can you take a moment to talk about the typical volunteer? Because we might actually have listeners who might not be starting a business, but actually have that expertise that you could use
okay.
on that volunteer basis.
Well, just to give you a snapshot of, we have in our chapter about 30 volunteers, and they're drawn from all facets of business, whether it's sales, marketing, engineering, production, manufacturing, legal, accounting, finance. So we look for expertise in any business area, and if people are willing to contribute and share their knowledge and their failures and successes that they've had in their lifetime, in their work life, that's what we're looking for, because there's no easy way to capture that experience other than pass it on to the younger entrepreneurs and startups, and so it's really giving back to the community as best as they can, and at the same time they feel it's very rewarding for individuals to see somebody else's dreams become a reality.
And they've participated in that. Not to mention, it's sometimes challenging, and it keeps you active, and you're getting out and.
And you learn about new opportunities and ideas that people come up with.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that, you know, we sat in our corporate offices and thought of only one way of doing things. But there's a host of different ways that people can make a living and enjoy it at the same time.
Now, the volunteers, do you get together for meetings or groups such that you're sharing kind of this information of the successes and the failures as a group that you then can share that with these people coming in? Or is it more of a kind of a one-on-one type of volunteer?
No, the chapter has about 30 volunteers. We meet regularly to discuss chapter duties and administration duties of the group. At the same time, we engage with each other to share some ideas and thoughts on how best can we cater to the business community and provide the education that they're looking for. So we do this by workshops, by roundtables, having seminars, listening to webinars, etc.
So it's also an opportunity, though, for the volunteers themselves to have a new networking group.
Yes.
You know, yes, to kind of, you could go out to breakfast or lunch. So, I mean, if you're retired, it's kind of nice to be able to have things to do when you're retired.
And the volunteers, Laurie, they do, you know, sign a code of ethics, and there's confidentiality and avoid conflict of interest. They are offered and have to take a certain amount of training online with the association, and then they're certified in mentoring methodology. So there's a consistency in what we offer as our product, our service to the clients.
That's great. I want to talk more about that when we come back from our first break. Folks, if you have questions, we are live here tonight. The phone number is 758. Gosh, where'd that come from? 758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. And I'm talking to Garish Sood, chapter chairman of the Lehigh Valley SCORE. Back in just a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Attention beer lovers, WDIY's Homebrew Fest is back. WDIY is proud to present our third annual Homebrew Fest, an afternoon of beer tasting and music featuring over 40 handcrafted beers from the Lehigh Valley's best homebrewers. Saturday, June 23rd from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Ice House in Bethlehem. Discounted early bird tickets are available now for a limited time. Get your tickets today at wdiy.org. Cheers.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. This is your host, Laurie Siebert, and I have with me this evening Chapter Chairman of Lehigh Valley SCORE, Garish Sood. And we are talking about, number one, what is Lehigh Valley SCORE? What are some of the interesting points about it, which is Lehigh Valley SCORE is not just out there to be a mentor for people going into business or starting a business or maybe even having a transition in business, but it's also for the volunteers, for the people that they need, maybe retired executives, maybe executives who aren't retired but want to start giving back. And let's talk for a minute, Garish, about, you started to say right before the break, oh, let me mention the phone number again. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. That might be questions from people who might be interested in volunteer opportunities, or that might be questions for people who might be interested in the services that Lehigh Valley SCORE provides, which we also hope to go through as we continue through the show. Before we went to break quickly, you had said the volunteers also, there's a code of ethics that they will sign and confidentiality. So that's great. So anybody who might be nervous about coming to use Lehigh Valley SCORE and for a business idea, you guys have code of ethics. That's not what you're, you know, in trying to get ideas to do that. So the code of ethics and the confidentiality. So, and you said there's also training. So someone who comes on board, there is a methodology to this, which I think is important then for someone who might have this knowledge and how do you translate that or share it with others. There is a methodology to it that you go through with the training. And it's online, you said.
Most of the, all the courses are online and they don't take up too much time, but within an hour and a half or two, you can get the basics down. And then we have a program to onboarding new volunteers. Okay. We stay with them for 2-3 months, and they do co-mentoring sessions. Oh. They'll attend some of our workshops to see how business is conducted, how we consult. Mm. And then slowly they get more confident. They get the flavor of how to deal with clients, and then they're fully licensed to
go and help individually.
On their own. Yes.
Very good. Now, when we talk about the volunteers, is there a particular amount of experience that you're looking for, or amount of time commitment, a certain level of like executive or not? Are there some parameters around that that someone could know if it's even something?
Yeah, there are some soft parameters, and some of them are. I'll give you as an example. We're looking for people with at least 10 years of experience.
Mm-hmm.
They should, in terms of time commitment, we don't have a fixed time that they have to provide. We try to turn it around and really say that it's an honor. It should feel like an honor and a privilege to mentor startups and existing small businesses, et cetera. So if people can give us 8 hours a month or 10 hours a month, we'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just mentoring, Lori. It's also there are other duties that go along with running a chapter, promoting the services, creating awareness for a score.
Like you are right now.
Yes. you know, fundraising, because we do a lot of our own fundraising. We bear our costs. And other chapter duties and admin duties, once you get 25, 30 people, there's always something going on.
Right.
And so.
Very good. So is information on the website for people who might be interested in volunteering?
Absolutely. Log on to our website.
What is the name of the website?
It's www.score.org. And if you fill in a short application with your name, address, saying you're interested in becoming a volunteer, then that'll take your application to the nearest SCORE chapter to you. And then you'll be called, and you have a meeting with the recruitment director, and helping out.
Okay. One other question that I was just thinking of as we were talking, because you said that the kind of the net to draw in people of varied experiences is out there. So it might be someone with experience in accounting, legal, finance, corporate control, or what, engineering,
mm-hmm.
whatever it might be. Might there be more than one mentor for someone coming in, such that you might tap that mentor who's got that accounting experience and that other mentor who's got some legal experience to help with this person? Or is it typically just one-on-one, but there's other resources available that bring it all together?
We do it several ways. We sometimes have a one-on-one, and sometimes if the mentor himself cannot provide or cannot do justice to the problem or to the question, then we'll search within our own chapter and look for that particular expertise. And if we don't find it in our chapter, we can tap into the national database of 10,000 volunteers. And I could put people in the Lehigh Valley in touch with somebody in Texas who's either solved a problem or has done something very similar to what they're asking for. And this can be done over the phone, Skype, or video calls, etc.
It's amazing. Before we go to our next break, let's talk about now, let's move from the volunteer perspective, although let's not forget about the fundraising part, folks, so Lehigh Valley SCORE. SCORE.org, though, when you first said that, does that just, that pushes it to the closest chapter, but do you have your own website
as well?
We
have our own website. It's Lehigh Valley. .score.org.
Okay, lehighvalley.score.org. I want to get that out there in case people are just listening.
Yeah.
They don't always
They can come directly to our chapter.
Okay, lehighvalley.score.org. Let's talk for a couple minutes about what does a client look like? Do people, because I don't want people to make assumptions about what your typical client might be, such that they would put up their own barrier. So let's kind of remove the barriers from what does a client look like?
Okay. Our clients run the full gamut from somebody who's had just an initial idea or a concept, and they've run some numbers, they've done some quick back-of-the-napkin analysis, and they feel this is a good way to start a business. We have that, which I call under a pre-startup mode. Then we have those who are actually in startup, meaning they've done a little bit more, either with us or on their own, taken that concept, built a feasibility plan around it, done some financial projections, talked to customers, talked to suppliers, and they are now getting close to launching, but they are totally flummoxed by the myriad things they have to do, and then they don't know which direction to turn.
Yeah,
and
they
that's
get
where
overwhelmed
we come in
by
to,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't, first thing is, okay, how legal is all this that I'm trying to do? Mm-hmm. So we can help them and break down the whole process into a step-by-step procedure.
Okay. What about someone who might have a business that they've been running and they're on the cusp of something bigger? They anticipate that there could be a big change in their business, whether it's a business structure or the actual deliverable of whatever the product might be or the service that they might be giving. Do you ever have people who come to you who are actually already in business and kind not startup, not pre-startup, but...
No, but that's the third phase that we were...
I jumped ahead and
forth. The in-operation group, and that is roughly 30% of our clients and customers. So they could be looking to either grow their business, expand, change direction, maybe solve a challenging operational problem. And in all these cases, we can work with the, work with them to help them see their way through.
Okay, great.
And there's a last category.
Well, we're going to get do the last category when we come back from our next break. Folks, if you have questions, phone number is 610-758-8810. We did have a question come off air, which we'll answer when we get back from our break. We'll be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
American folk music offers a variegated pattern of performers and styles. I'm Tom Druckenmiller, your host for In the Tradition. Together, we'll trace the roots and branches of American folk music from the earliest recordings and performers through today's talented players. In the Tradition, Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on WDIY 88.1 FM and WDIY.org.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. This is your host, Lori Siebert, and I have with me this evening Chapter Chairman of Lehigh Valley SCORE, Gersh Sood, and we are talking about what is Lehigh Valley SCORE. And for folks who are tuning in, we're going through all of the facets of Lehigh Valley SCORE, that there's opportunities to get involved with this organization, whether you're an executive, someone who's been working in a particular field who want to share your experience. Maybe you have 10 years of experience and you want to get out there and connect with the community, help small businesses grow, and small businesses. So there's a number of ways to get involved. They have mentoring, workshops, and lots of resources for small businesses. Gersh, we were talking about the what your typical client looks like, and I want to come back to your last idea. But prior to that, we did have someone call in a question, Carolyn, and she said she works for a community building nonprofit and wants to know what services are available for the housing related part of her nonprofit. So I'm thinking she has a nonprofit, and when they talk about community building, they might do a number of different services, I'm thinking, but maybe there is a bit of housing involved. But regardless, it's a nonprofit. And her question is, how can SCORE help new nonprofits?
We do work with nonprofits also. In our mind, you know, a nonprofit is basically just works just the same as a for-profit, except the financial and the tax considerations. So certainly if the caller wants to get in touch with us, we can assign a mentor who is specialized in nonprofits. One of our mentors is.
Oh, wow.
And we can certainly help out in this area.
And to see what the circumstances are. So
right.
They would go to the same website, lehighvalley.score.org.
Yes.
So it's good to know that you also help nonprofits as well,
yes.
though. So Now, we were talking, and folks, if you have questions, still plenty of time. The phone number is 610-758-8810, and we take questions live or off air, as Carolyn called in. It could be off air as well, and Lori will write the question down and bring it into the studio for us. We were talking about what a client looks like. So we just learned nonprofits could be a client, people with just an idea, a startup, further along the process. And then you said there's one more.
Well, the last category, not very large, but those who want to exit their business.
Ah.
Either they want to sell and buy something else, or they want to sell and go down to Florida.
Ah. You know?
And that in itself is something that we also advise and, you know, caution people how best to get to that end stage.
Right.
And really, I tell some of our new clients, you start planning your exit strategy the day you start your business.
Ah, gives you a lot of freedom, too,
yeah.
That way.
Yeah.
Gives you a little bit more creativity,
right.
I think. And that's really important to know, because there's sometimes, you know, I quite often say to people, it's the questions you don't know to ask that are the
right.
most important
yeah.
questions.
Yeah.
And right then when you were saying, you know, to close a business, I started thinking, oh my gosh, there could be, should you sell? Do you sell? Should you transfer to family member? Is there a family member interested? If you sell, what are the tax ramifications?
Right.
What's
yeah.
the best year to sell? Is that this
year,
the best year? Yeah. Is next year the best? Wow.
Yeah.
So it's about being proactive and thinking all that through ahead of time. That's great. So can you give some examples of how SCORE would help and also how someone reaches out? Well, we already kind of talked about reaching out through the website. And basically, if they reach out through the website, is there a contact information form or something like that?
Yes, it's basically a contact information form
okay.
with your name, address, telephone number, and a web and an email. And our chapter admin will get in touch with you and find out what exactly that you are interested in trying to resolve, and put you in touch with the nearest mentor who matches your needs or is able to address your needs. Maybe the mentor has the background in the industry or the function that you're trying to resolve. Perhaps it's accounting, legal. So they'll put you in touch both geographically and also from a knowledge base standpoint.
Okay. And a number of questions are popping in my head right now as I'm thinking this through, because I also probably we should clarify this really isn't something that is to be an ongoing kind of service. This is to really help people at like a critical point, like a startup. You're not giving accounting advice on an ongoing basis, as far as you're not doing the tax preparation, you're not doing the legal documents. You're actually helping them go through the process of knowing what they need to think about and do, like a business plan, a feasibility study or whatever,
right? Yeah, we don't actually, let's be very clear, we don't actually do the work, but we will be there to guide you, advise you. But if you have serious tax questions, we suggest you contact a tax professional or an insurance specialist or a banker,
mm-hmm.
A lawyer, et cetera, to get specific answers to your situation.
Okay. I remembered the other question that I had. How quickly, if someone contacts SCORE, how quickly can they expect to hear back from a mentor? Is it like a week, 2 weeks, a day, 2 days? Is there any kind of
Our guideline is 48 hours.
We
get back to somebody within 48 hours, at least tell them that, yes, we've received your inquiry, we've assigned somebody, and we'll try to then set up a meeting.
Okay. So now let's talk about some of the other resources. So we talked about mentoring, but a number of times I've mentioned, because you and I had spoken before, about workshops and online resources. Are there little ways for people to dip their toe in the water? Maybe they're not to the mentoring stage yet, but they would just kind of want more information. Do you have resources for those folks who might want to do that way. Now, Garish, I have to tell you, we are coming up on our halfway point. So let me table that question. That's what okay. we're going to talk about when we come back. But I had another call. This is, I think, a different question for me, and it's from Bob in Allentown, and he asks, can a company in the United States refuse to accept U.S. currency for goods or services? Bob, I've never heard of that, so that is very interesting. Unless it is something where they want a credit or a check and not cash, if it's that they don't want to deal in cash, that's usually the opposite of what some businesses want. They typically might like or prefer cash, but as far as U.S. currency, I've never heard a company refusing to accept U.S. currency in the United States, so I'm not sure what's going on there. Because I've not heard of it, I really am not sure how to answer it. I would not think just logically that that would be allowed. That doesn't somehow make sense to me. And I don't know if that would be something that would have to be reported or not. And then who to report it to. Very interesting. Folks, we're at the halfway point. We are talking with Garish Sood, chapter chairman of Lehigh Valley SCORE. And we are live. You can take live calls or off air, whatever you're more comfortable with, at 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
This is WDIY. It's 6:30. Your current temperature is 69. Tonight is going to get low to 52. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 76. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 56. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. Friday night, low around 62. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 78. Saturday night is going to have showers likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 60. And Sunday, a chance of showers with a high near 76. Now back to your financial choices with Lori Siebert.
Thank you, Shandi. Welcome back, folks. We are talking with Garish Sood, chapter chairman of Lehigh Valley SCORE. Right before the break, we were talking about what kind of resources might be available to people who might be dipping their toe in the water for maybe starting a business or thinking about starting a business, or maybe they've started a business and don't know if they might need more help or need more resources. We talked about the mentoring, which we can go into a little bit more detail as we go through the show, but what other resources are available if maybe someone's not ready to talk to a mentor yet?
Okay, you can certainly explore our website, again, lehighvalley.score.org, and you can find all sorts of information about how to start a business, look at industry trends, read on blogs that talk about certain specific businesses. You can sample business plans. You can look at tools and templates for cash flow, for financial projections, sales forecasts. More importantly, you have the entire template for writing up your own business plan. Whether you write it or not, you can at least go through it on your own to see what kind of questions you should be capable of answering in case you want to start a business. It's a self-guided template. It prompts you at every stage with a series of questions that you then respond to, and at the end of it, you pretty much have the makings of a business plan.
That's great, because I bet a lot of people don't even know what would be included in a business plan. Frankly, I'm not sure I could sit here and even tell you what would be in a business plan. So that's awesome. So it kind of takes you through that process, and that could be even... Frankly, I think that might be a good exercise if you think you might want to even go to a mentor, because it helps you clarify a little bit more maybe what you want to do to make your time most effective with that mentor.
It'll answer some of your own questions, and it'll certainly make for a more, let's say, in informational exchange with the mentor, because you've come prepared with some background material on your own.
And I also know on the website, especially if people are only grasping pieces of the show tonight, on that same website, they have frequently asked questions. What is SCORE? What kind of mentoring does SCORE provide? Does SCORE offer services other than small business mentoring? And what qualifies SCORE volunteers to give business advice? So there's lots of information there as well, which I think is extremely helpful. So we talked a little bit about helping establish businesses, that there might be some services that they could access. Those workshops in particular would be something that they may have. What if someone just wants to bounce off an idea? There would be a mentor for that. It might not be an ongoing mentorship they might need. They might just want to say, hey, I was thinking about this. What do you think? Might be business structure or...
That's fine. Okay. You can have a simple question. You can call in or meet face-to-face. We have no limits on how many times you must meet with a mentor, or it can be once and done, or it could be on a continuing basis. We have many clients of ours who are long-term, some who come in for a short one or two sessions. They've got their information that they need, and then they're on their way.
Okay, can we talk about a business plan for a minute?
Sure.
Or even in that business plan, do you also talk about structure? Because I think that that's one of the most frequently asked questions when someone's thinking about going into business for themselves. They don't know what structure that might be, whether it's a sole proprietor, partnership, S-Corp. There's some questions around that. So number one, what does a business plan look like? Does it include some questions that might help guide someone in making that decision? And if not, where does that come up in the mentoring process?
Yes. Firstly, I want to caution people that you should not dread the idea of a business plan. This is not a term paper that you have to write for your college course. Think of the business plan really as your roadmap to where you want to get to. And it's something that changes on a continual basis. As conditions outside change, as your business idea takes better shape, that business plan is going to be tweaked. But basically, the business plan is about 8 or 10 pages. And one of the reasons you need a business plan is you need one to really clarify your own thinking as to what kind of business am I getting into, and what are my pitfalls, what are my challenges, who is my competition, what's the market look like, have I done enough market research, how will I price my product, where will I distribute it, how will I distribute this, what kind of promotional budget should I have, what will the startup cost be like. You can also think of, as Laurie mentioned earlier, what kind of legal structure should I have for my business endeavor? Should it be a limited liability or a sole proprietorship, S-Corp? There are many ways that you can approach this, but the business plan walks you through all this and helps you to crystallize your own thinking to be able to better understand what it is that you're getting into.
Well, because someone could have this wonderful idea thinking they're coming up with something new and exciting. They don't realize maybe 30 miles down the street someone else has already done it. So it'll lead you through, have you done market research? And nowadays that market research might include online businesses, online competition.
Yes.
So it will kind of help you, what's the word I want to say, kind of... glean all that information or whatever from wherever you
need. Well, one of the things the business, when we talk of business plans, we ask people, okay, you can start a business or a new business. You can buy an existing business. You can start a franchise, or again, you can start a nonprofit. Is your business going to be home-based? Is it going to be online? All these questions need to be clarified in your own thinking, so that when you take your business plan to an investor or to a banker and you have your pitch ready, you can really convince them that this is a golden idea and it just needs the backing of the right people.
Well, let's talk about risks. So also part of the mentoring, the business plan might take you through, you had mentioned who's your competition, what kind of risk might a business have as well. So it probably depends on what kind of business it is, but does that business plan go through that or do the mentors go through it? Kind of understanding the risks.
Business plan, there's a section on risks and assumptions that we're making in our business model. Mm-hmm. The business model has a certain premise. It has certain conditions that, okay, if this happens, I can produce or sell this service for X dollars. And so those are valid assumptions. Somebody has to vet those, and you may want to change that assumption a little later on. But going in, at least, you should have a firm idea of what the risk is, thinking maybe I can do 10 widgets an hour, or will it not break even if I do as many as 100 to get there, you know? Mm-hmm. So those kind of what-if situations, what-if scenarios are picked up within the business plan.
Like if I have employees then to make those widgets. If I have those employees, what risk do I have with having employees? Right. Am I going to have workers' comp? If I have a building, will I have the proper insurance for that?
The rent, the insurance, the utilities, the training of those employees, et cetera. So all those things have to be taken into consideration.
And then even online risk, if you think about today, protecting people's privacy, you probably have to make sure you're vetting the proper, if you're doing shipping online or the commerce,
yeah,
could have its own risk as well.
That's
so
right.
You'd have to make sure you're vetting the proper supporter of that.
In fact, in a few weeks from now, we're doing a roundtable discussion on cybersecurity for small businesses.
Now, will that roundtable just be your volunteers, or is that roundtable available for...
No, it's available to everyone.
Oh, okay.
It's being hosted by one of our sponsors in the area.
Oh, great.
And so... look out for that in the...
So that'll be on your website as well?
It'll be on our website, yes.
And so if they go on your website, that's in particular the LehighValley.score.org website. Is it going to be on the front page?
There is a schedule of events.
Okay.
Upcoming events that are posted, and they go on for the next month or so. And all the events, all the workshops, the roundtables, the speaker series, everything is listed on there.
And do they have to be registered for the event then? I mean, I imagine you would prefer people are registered, right?
All you have to do is register. It's free. And it's usually in the evening. Some of them are in the mornings, but it's about an hour and a half or 2 hours. Great opportunity to learn something in a very short, condensed manner. And surprisingly, a lot of the attendees are small businesses, and they start forming their own networks when they get there.
Yeah, this is all great. I love it. The roundtable, you said, so the roundtable, I imagine, is like a panel that you're discussing. And the topic, again, in particular for this next roundtable was
cybersecurity.
So is it usually the mentors, or do you bring in outside people from time to time?
We will have mentors, and there's an outside speaker who is coming in for this specialty.
Because, okay.
We want to make sure that we're not talking in generalities.
Okay.
And we have some experts, subject matter experts, who are coming in for this.
Okay. Do you ever video the round tables and then put that on the website, or not?
Sometimes we do, but most times it gets pretty expensive to bring in all that gear.
Okay. You had mentioned that sometimes there's a feasibility study that someone has to do, or they have to understand their market. Can you give just a quick example of how someone might explore how to understand the market for maybe their business or service? Like, is it simply researching on the internet? Do you guys have any data available to people through the SCORE organization on businesses or history or stats?
One of the things we ask people when they want to understand the market, they really should look at you know, who are their customers? What kind of segmentation can they envision? How many people in that particular geographical location that they are thinking of? What's their income levels? What are their habits? What are their lifestyles? All this information, Laurie, is to a large extent already available on our website. Or if it's not on our website, there are links on our website that'll take you to, for instance, the U.S. Census data. That breaks down by zip code the income, age, education, sex of the population.
Mm-hmm.
There are trade associations that you can tap into. There's the SBA.gov website, Department of Labor, DLJ, DOJ,
DOL, Department
DOL,
of Labor.
DOL. And also, there is a new website that is very good for Pennsylvania businesses. It's business.pa.gov. It's a one-stop shop for everything related to starting or running or expanding a business in Pennsylvania.
This is great. This is great information. And the nice thing is someone's already figured it all out for you, and that's Lehigh Valley SCORE. Folks, we're at our last break. The phone number is 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. I have with me this evening Chapter Chairman of Lehigh Valley SCORE, Garish Sood, and we're learning lots of good information for small businesses, startups, and for folks who want to get involved in helping, mentoring small businesses or people who are in business in general who might be in a period of transition or even, as Garish said earlier, maybe kind of closing up the business or thinking about closing up the business. What's the best timing of that? What do you have to consider? What do you need to think about? So many facets for small businesses. And the goal is to take down those barriers for people who maybe are nervous about doing this and kind of helping and supporting. And with volunteers who have years and years and years of experience quite often at the executive level. And these are people typically who already have that entrepreneurial spirit themselves and are jazzed up about helping other folks kind of flourish in a business environment. So lots of good information on that website, lehighvalley.score.org. And at the same time, looking for volunteers, they're also looking for support, of course, because they have administrators that they have to help, you know, compensate, and publications, a website. So organizations in our community who want to get involved, there's a number of ways. If you don't have the time, you might have the time or the talent, you might have the treasure to help as well, because it is a nonprofit. Do you have a link on your website for anyone who might want to contribute financially to the organization?
Yes, there is. There is a link on the landing page, on the main page, and we would welcome any support our listeners get to give us.
Good, good. Folks, if you do have a question, we probably have enough time to ask a question. If not, you can also email it to me at yourfinancialchoices.com. I can always send it over to Garish. But, of course, their website is available as well at lehighvalley.score.org. Before the break, Garish, we were talking about kind of a lot of government information is available for people if they're trying to test the market or research the market for feasibility of maybe their product or service that they might be wanting to offer in their business. There's also government materials, I think, on your website as well. And it's a kind of a, what's the word? Not a pot, like a melting pot of all of this great information that Lehigh Valley Score has kind of brought together to save that person who doesn't know what direction to go. You kind of have pulled it all together. But also, you had mentioned something about government and loans, small business loans,
right.
I think. And this website, let me say it one more time, that you said a new website for businesses, maybe starting in Pennsylvania, business.pa.gov. So can we talk a minute? Businesses starting up, they might want funding. You said they maybe have their business plan in hand. They've come to you. They've got mentors. It sounds like a great idea. They want to move forward, but maybe they need a little funding. And that makes them also maybe nervous about moving forward because they think they won't get funding. They don't know how to get funding. You guys actually talk to them about that too?
Yes. We will take a look at the business plan and what the what the needs are, financial needs to get started, startup costs, promotional costs, etc. And we can expose the clients to a host of lending institutions in the area that specifically cater to small businesses. The big one is, of course, the Small Business Administration, which doesn't actually lend money itself, but it guarantees the loans that traditional banks make. So a good percentage, up to 75 or 80% of the loan, is guaranteed by the SBA to the actual lender, which would be one of the traditional banks in the area, if they work with the SBA. And most banks in our area do work with the SBA. It's a 7A program. So that's one of the main sources of funding. Of course, you can go to what are called CDFIs, Community Development Financial Institutions. They work similar to banks, but their charter is, again, small, disadvantaged minorities, women, veterans, etc. An example would be Community First Development Fund. Rising Tide is another one. They offer small loans, up as low as even $5,000 for somebody just to get going, and upwards of up to $100,000, $250,000 even.
Can you say CDFI stood for what again?
Community Development Financial Institutions.
Financial institutions.
Yeah, they're a class of institutions separate from banks. They have different regulations that they fall under.
Okay, but the Small Business Administration, when you mentioned that they can guarantee these loans, and I'm sure there's some vetting that they have to do themselves, that's at some of the area banks.
Yes.
That could be a regular bank.
That could be a regular bank, or it could be one of the CDFIs.
Oh, so the SBA could guarantee some of those loans as well.
Right.
All right, but the CDFI banks might tend to take someone that might be a little bit more higher risk.
They
is that
have
the idea?
A more relaxed in their
in
their criteria, so that helps young startups.
These are the questions again that people might not know to ask because I wonder how many people who are starting up a business, this is not their area of expertise. It might be, starting a gym, and maybe they're a good fitness trainer about this.
They're totally lost. This is one of the number one questions. Everybody has a great idea, but they fall short in how to pull it together, and one of the main stumbling blocks is the finances.
So when they're looking for these loans, it's really, really important then to have that business plan. So this is part of what Lehigh Valley Score would help this client with,
yes,
as well, to make sure they have all their ducks in a row in order to go, yeah, help get that financing.
We'll help fine-tune the business plan, make sure it sounds reasonable. The projections are not outlandish. You're not going 200% in 3 months in, mm-hmm, revenue, et cetera. And we'll make it so that it sounds fair, reasonable, achievable, and we'll help them put the loan documents together. You know, sometimes they have to provide background data on themselves, their financial history, their credit ratings, et cetera. We would help that for startups and for existing businesses.
Okay, so it could be some folks, again, low risk or a little bit higher risk.
Right.
There's opportunities.
Yes.
So don't rule yourself out thinking you wouldn't get financing.
There is money that you can tap into. There are so many others, other opportunities also, like economic development agencies, both in Allentown, in Bethlehem, and in Easton. We have a list of those. And we can guide borrowers to these institutions also, because they are all eager to bring in small businesses into Center City. As we know, Laurie, there's so much growth going on all around us, and many of these folks have already used that opportunity or used that as a resource for themselves.
Well, and you cover a wide geographical area, which I want to talk about in a minute, but you mentioned Easton, and then I thought of Allentown, and you mentioned Center City, and I just want to give a little plug for tomorrow night on Lehigh Valley Discourse, Thursday night at 6 o'clock. It's a segment I hosted called Lessons with Leaders, and I interview J.B. Riley, who is the CEO and president, yeah, of City Center. Downtown. So he has lots of excitement and passion around building that community. So I could see that there would be a lot of people maybe in Allentown, or folks who want to maybe start a business in Allentown, who would certainly benefit from using the resources available through Lehigh Valley Score. We have just a few minutes left, and so I want to make sure that you kind of have shared some of your favorite,
okay,
takeaways from Lehigh Valley Score. So I'm going to let you have just a couple minutes,
okay,
to talk about it.
All right. I just want to recap for all our listeners that there is a lot of resources. You do not have to reinvent the wheel. There are resources available in both in English. Some of our tools and templates are also in Spanish. So that helps a lot of our clients. we also publish what's called an Entrepreneur's Guidebook. It's a curated collection of articles dedicated to starting and growing your business. It talks about marketing, business plans, legal issues, IP, tax, hiring practices, et cetera, all condensed in one 80 to 100 page book. And it's available both online on our website, or we have it in hard copy also, mm-hmm, for folks.
Mm-hmm.
There are webinars that you can listen to every week. There's a new webinar on a business topic. You can sit in the comfort of your home and listen to it. Just register and you can download it and listen to it at any time you choose, when you're driving or doing other chores around the house. Also, we publish onscore.org. Very often, business topics that are of interest to small businesses. And it's in response to questions that we've received from so many different small business owners, and who knows who might be also having the same issue but hasn't yet gotten to that, or could avoid that issue by having this information available made ready for them.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the things I'd like to emphasize. Once again, all our services are free. We're here for the life of a business, right from the start to in operation to the end.
And you can meet people at different locations.
We meet different locations. We're in three counties: Lehigh, Northampton, and Carbon. And one of the new things that we are promoting is a business advisory board, which would consist of two or three mentors who will serve as your board of directors, unpaid, of course, and we'll meet with businesses once a quarter. They can bounce ideas off of us, tell us how they're doing, what challenges they are facing, and we can advise them as a group of two or three board members.
Girish, it's been wonderful having you here. I've appreciated it. I'm so glad that you reached out. I think this is valuable information to share with our community, especially as we try to continue to grow it. And people reach you and your organization through lehighvalley.score.org. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate it. Folks, I've enjoyed having Girish here again from Lehigh Valley Score. And next week, we have Family Financial Conversations, How and What to Discuss. Thank you, Lori, for answering the calls. Thank you, Shandi, for being here. Coming up next, we have Tom Druckenmiller with Tradition Folk Music. Remember, pay attention, be proactive, not reactive, and make the best of your financial choices. Have a great week.